Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with John Truman Wolf. We're going to take calls with John next hour here on Coast to Coast. John, I wanted to ask you about Mark Zuckerberg renaming Facebook's holding company to Meta, which is short for Metaverse. What does that mean?
Well, the Metaverse is basically just hit the technology community and the public. The metaverse is basically a digital world, George. So there's all kinds of things that go on in the metaverse. There are games. There is a great deal of real estate, virtual real estate, George. People go in and buy plots of land. They buy it for investment purposes. There's an article recently of one piece of digital virtual land in the metaverse selling for $2.4 million.
What?
Yeah, true.
And is somebody going to actually pay that?
Well, somebody actually did pay it, and the
real estate, the
digital real estate transactions, George, on the biggest. There are several real estate metaverses. The biggest is called Decentraland, and you go in there and you buy digital real estate, hold it. You can put up, you can build on it in the metaverse. You can sell it.
Sounds like Monopoly.
That's not too far off, except that the number of or the amount of real estate transactions on that site, George, in the last quarter was $2.5 trillion.
My God. Now, what exactly, John, is digital real estate? Kind of explain it or paint a picture for me. What does it look like?
Well, you go into the site. You have to pay to get into the site, and then they have plots of land like you're going to a development. I mean, if people want to get involved in that kind of stuff, there are actually now, George, digital real estate brokers. So you can go to a digital real estate broker, and they'll let you know what kinds of plots are available. There are several real estate metaverses. So you can go to a broker, a real estate broker, find out what's available and buy. The least expensive plot on the decentralized real estate metaverse is about $15,000 as we speak.
That's crazy. It just defies logic.
It's supply and demand, George. There are lots and lots of people. I mean, Decentraland's got 20 million users. So you have people that want to buy this stuff. I mean, the supply and demand also is applicable to the NFTs we were talking about, the non-fungible tokens. because there are, pictures of, there's a whole set of them called the Bored Ape Club, and people are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for NFTs, non-fungible tokens, which are basically collectible pictures. This is not tulip mania, George. This is booming. I mean, it's booming, and it's not going to go away.
If you had a friend who said to you, John, I'm going to invest $20,000 and buy digital real estate, what would you tell that person?
Well, it would depend on what their finances were like. If they had some money they wanted to, you know, gamble with and have some fun with, I would, you know, have at it. It's not something, you know, for widows and orphans. It's volatile, just like the cryptocurrency market is volatile. But there are people making lots of money there. It's a whole new world of investing, George. And it's going to do nothing but get bigger and bigger and bigger. There are concerts that go on in the metaverse. Justin Bieber did a concert in the metaverse. Snoop Dogg built a house in the metaverse.
I just can't comprehend it. It's just too bizarre to me.
It seems bizarre. Look, the civilization, not only here but everywhere, is going digital, and this is a new playground. They are universes, the primary demographic is younger, but it's definitely happening. And it's growing. More and more real estate, more and more people are going into the metaverse. And look, you ask the question, Mark Zuckerberg, whatever you may think of the guy, has committed $10 billion to build a metaverse and has dedicated thousands of staff members to do this. Microsoft has done essentially the same thing. So these guys, again, politics aside, know that world, and they're building out universes, digital universes.
Are they doing it primarily for gain? Anybody who buys in, are they doing it to sell off this digital real estate as soon as they can to make a profit?
There's all kinds of revenue being generated in the metaverse. People go in and pay for concerts. There are contests, battles that go on between, you go in, you buy yourself an avatar, George, you pay for clothes, metaverse clothes.
That you never wear, really.
But your avatar wears them. George, there's a company that makes metaverse sneakers, and they're known for metaverse sneakers. And Nike just bought them. The estimates are that they paid several hundred million dollars for a metaverse sneaker company.
You got to be kidding me.
No, sir. No. No, I'm not. No, this is happening.
Is this lunacy to you? It is to me.
Well, I don't know that I would call it lunacy. It's not something, you know, from a practical standpoint. I mean, it seems silly. But I look at it and I write about it because I've been writing a lot about NFTs and the metaverse because it's coming. It's not coming. It's here. So I don't want to pretend that it's not happening because trillions, George, trillions are being spent here. And investors are now wondering what the hell's going on in the metaverse. And I want to be able to tell them, do I think it's practical? No. Is it a very active investment field? It is.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What will make it crash, John?
It's a good question. I mean, I was talking to somebody and they said, well, what do you do if the internet goes down? Well, if the internet goes down, so does your digital real estate and so forth.
And everything, really. Everything goes down with that.
Everything would go. I don't think this is about to go away, George. I think this is, I don't like to say it because it's digital, but this is where the world is going. The investment world is going. There's an article just published by Bill Gates who said that he expects business meetings to be held in the metaverse within 2 years. And he's probably right.
Yeah, well, he is with flight cancellations and stuff like that. I could understand that. I mean, they're doing that with Zoom right now.
But their games, people pay for, clothes to engage in contests. And in the metaverse, all the avatars, the real estate, they're all NFTs. They're all digital images on a blockchain. They can't be changed. So they're all connected. This whole thing is connected. Not only that, digital currencies, cryptocurrencies are connected because if you're going to go in and buy some real estate at, let's say, Decentraland, which is this big real estate metaverse, you have to buy the real estate in the coin of that platform. So you go, you buy the coin, their coin, and then you use their coin to buy the real estate. Well, you could invest in the metaverse by just buying the coin and seeing if that goes up. So the digital, the cryptocurrencies, the NFTs, which are in the metaverse, and the metaverse itself, they're all connected on the blockchain.
Unbelievable. If you were to tell me back about 20 years ago, you had a friend who wanted to sell books out of his garage online, I would have said, that's kind of a novel idea. And then I would have probably said to you, John, well, why doesn't he also sell shaving cream and razor blades and socks and stuff? And all of a sudden, Amazon's made. I can understand that because it's very tangible. You can touch the goods. This digital stuff, I don't get. Why would somebody want to buy digital sneakers, for crying out loud?
Because they're cool, George. I mean, get the mindset of youngsters. I mean, the primary demographics here are 18 to 34. And you know, digital sneakers on an avatar in Decentraland are cool, man. They're cool.
How much do they cost?
I don't know the answer to that question, George. I don't know.
I mean, do you think they cost as much as real sneakers cost?
They probably do, because the amount that Nike paid for this company wasn't disclosed. The estimates are several $100 million. So
unbelievable.
The whole area, George, of metaverse fashion is booming.
And it's just ridiculous. It's just bizarre, John.
I understand the comment, but George, it's not going away. It's here and it's going to grow. And
am I a dinosaur because I don't see the potential here?
Well, no. I mean, the potential is the potential. You don't, you can't pretend that the potential isn't there. The revenue, the NFT revenue, the revenue of digital images on the blockchain, the third quarter of 2020, the revenue was $22 million. The revenue for the third quarter of 2021 was $10.7 billion.
Jeez.
So that gives you an idea of the growth rate. And you've got, George, it's becoming part of the culture. Coke's putting up NFTs. Melania Trump is putting up NFTs to sell to fund her charities. Tom Brady put up an NFT site. Mark Cuban put up an NFT site. Taco Bell put up an NFT site. Nike put up an NFT site. This is a growing phenomena in this country and globally.
That's crazy. So can I buy digital beachfront property?
Yes, you can. There's one of the digital real estate companies that takes major cities around the United States, probably around the world, and makes digital representations of them in their metaverse, and then you can go buy the corner of Sunset and Vine, for instance.
And you hold on to it, and one day, if somebody wants to buy it from you, how do they find you?
The transactions occur, you know, on that site. Buyers and sellers, it would depend on which site, but there are ways to find out how to buy a particular plot on a digital real estate company.
Now, would you do this, John? I mean, you're a number one best-selling author. You are a financial whiz. Would you invest in something like that?
My focus these days, George, is on precious metals and cryptocurrencies. I don't know enough about digital real estate to play that game. So, no, not right now. Maybe if I learn enough about it, I'll do something. But I'm not playing in that universe right now.
What if we build digital apartments and rent them out to people?
Well, it's happening.
No, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's one idea out the window.
It's not out the window. You can go in and buy a plot of land and build yourself a digital apartment house, and you can rent it. People buy plots of digital land in the metaverse, and they advertise signs like you do on a freeway.
That's just truly remarkable. I mean, The people coming up with these ideas, John, must be geniuses.
Well, they are. I mean, I've got my current issue of my newsletter is on this subject, investing in the metaverse. And the research for that, was eye-popping. When you talk about Nike spending hundreds of millions of dollars to buy a metaverse sneaker company, and, I was not that long ago, I was like you. It's like, what are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
Now, and why would they buy it? Could they not start their own for pennies?
You mean make their own metaverse sneakers?
Yeah, without having to spend $200 million to buy a metaverse company to do it.
Yeah, they probably could. I mean, there are different companies that make different kinds of metaverse clothes. There's a lot of these games where these kids go in, they have an avatar, and then they do, you know, mixed martial arts with somebody else, and you buy metaverse sabers and clothes, and you buy certain martial arts moves, and it all generates income.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.